The mission of Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia is to help people who have survived a brain injury basically live more independently once they've come home from their medical treatment, either from the hospital or a rehabilitative facility, and they just need a little extra help living independently as possible. Really what it is, we provide case management services, so we're coordinating resources with other service providers in the area. So whether it's someone who needs a little bit more medical assistance, we can connect them to those proper resources. Someone who might need, say, a home improvement to help them have a little bit more accessible housing. So we coordinate with other resources throughout the area.
Over the years, it's become more established. May, has it really grown as far as the demand on the services?
I would say yes, it's definitely grown as far as demand. People are becoming more and more aware of brain injuries. For example, you're hearing more about concussions, the prevalence of concussions in the community, especially back over the Christmas holiday. There was the movie starring Will Smith called Concussion, and that really helped shed a light on repetitive concussions in the NFL.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. And we're talking with Mae Johnson, the Development and Marketing Director for Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia. Are you seeing young people coming into the system that need help because they've got a concussion playing soccer or football or some other sport?
We are definitely seeing some of that. Some of the sports that we're seeing that in, of course, football, but we're also seeing it really in soccer and especially among female players.
I know there are actually some organizations, rec leagues, that are not teaching headers anymore.
Yes, that is true. There's some out there, especially those that are within the school systems, because there's a law in place requiring that concussions exams are done if any coach suspects that there's a possible concussion.
In a nutshell, what is the typical thing that someone with a brain injury needs most help with? Is there a common thread that people with brain injury, something that they need, May?
Cognitive types of rehabilitation that need to be done. So we help with memory and, of course, like you had kind of mentioned, things that can help remind someone, little reminders, even something as simple as a little yellow post-it note placed in a proper location that helps brain injury survivor to remind them of things that they need to do on a particular day.
All right, just a couple more questions. We're talking with Mae Johnson, Development and Marketing Director for Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia. How are you funded?
We are funded primarily through the state. I'd say about 75% of our funding comes directly through the state of Virginia and funds distributed through the Department of Aging and Rehabilitative Services. The rest, the other 25%, we have to raise on our own. So
that's your job, right?
That's my job, is raising funds through individual donations, grants, and some events.
Do you have any big events coming up?
We are working on a couple of things right now. We've got something coming up a little later this summer that I'd love to maybe come back and talk a little bit more about.
Before we let you go, just talk about your expanding, and you're now getting into the Lynchburg and, I guess, Southside markets. Talk about that.
Yes. Back over the summer, starting in this past July, we expanded into the Martinsville, Patrick, Henry County, and Danville area and Pennsylvania County. Then just this past April, we expanded into Bedford, Lynchburg, and Campbell County.
Is it just because you're seeing a demand for services and there's a niche that you can fill there?
That is one reason. For example, in the Bedford, Lynchburg area, that area had gone unserved in the past. So we are happy to say that we now provide case management services to that locality. All of our services are provided to clients at no cost to them. So we are trying to identify people to serve specifically in Lynchburg, Bedford, and Martinsville and the Danville areas.